Radio Live Business News with Westpac, helping businesses grow.
All right, Mr. Hickey, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon.
It's been pretty poor in the markets in recent weeks, and today is another one of those days, isn't it?
That's right. The NZX 50 down 30 points, 0.4% at 6,930. There's a few nerves around about rising interest rates and rising inflation, particularly in the bond markets in Europe. And, of course, the worries about Donald Trump now that there's this FBI investigation reopened into Hillary Clinton's emails. Some people are just a little bit nervous about diving into this market until we know the result of the US presidential election. And also know a bit more about what the US Federal Reserve will do in early December. So a bit of a holding pattern, and the New Zealand market, which rose very strongly in the last year, was the best performing market in the world. It has actually come off quite a bit more than the rest of the world, and so another down day today on the market.
What about these QV numbers out today? It still shows, doesn't it, when it comes to investment vehicles, and we've seen this as well with some of the buying patterns around New Zealand, but housing is still a pretty safe bet, isn't it, when you look at some of these numbers? A bit softer, but still pretty good.
Yeah, and there's some talk of that. The third round of loan-to-value ratio restrictions, the 40% deposit rule for rental property investors, that has cooled the market. And it has slowed things down a bit. But we're still just talking about house price inflation that's very strong. So the annual rate of house price inflation nationally fell to 12.7%. In October from 14.3% in September. In Auckland, that annual rates dropped from 15% to 13.8%. But remember, that's still 13.8% growth. And when you actually look at the numbers, the average house value in Auckland rose by $52,607 in the 3 months to the end of October. That's $584 a day, the increase in the average value of houses. And, of course, the average is now up to $1.045 million. So it's a bit soon to say, you know, yes, the market's off the boil at all.
Yeah, look, I reckon maybe the top sort of couple of percent has come off it, but it's still the place to make a lot of money. And at $584 a day, is that $584 a day for 3 months solid, is it?
Yep, that's right, in Auckland. And so you're up $52,000 in 3 months just for owning a house, the average house, that is. And, you know, that gives you a sense of how much the market is rising. And also, just to give you a sense of what's happening, the comparison. So we talked about the stock market earlier. That's now worth $118 billion. But by the end of September, the New Zealand housing market, its value went through $1 trillion. So we're talking about a market which is 8.5-9 times larger than the stock market and rose by more last year than the entire stock market's worth over the last 150 years.
Yeah. It's interesting too when you look around at the regions as well, and I know you keep a close eye on the regions, and we travel around and have a look at this as well, but I mean, Whangarei has been pretty strong. Hamilton has been strong for a couple of years now. And Kawerau, we always focus on Kawerau because I think that's doubled, hasn't it, in the last year?
Yeah, it's quite something. So prices up 49.3% in the year to October in Kawerau, and it's accelerating. So it was up 43% from a year ago in September. So up now 49.3%. Certainly, are any of those cities that were close to Auckland that got the most heat from the halo effect? So the Hamiltons and the Tauranga's and the Whangarei's, they've really gone ahead. And of course, now a lot of rental property investors who've made a lot of, you know, equity gains in Auckland and in Hamilton and Tauranga are now looking a bit further afield for a smaller town, a smaller city where they can get in cheap, they think, and then ride the market higher. And that's certainly what we're seeing in most parts of the country. There are a few parts that are quiet. Canterbury, very subdued there, less than 5% house price inflation on an annual rate, and prices down, of course, on the West Coast, where they've got a double whammy there of lower coal prices over the last couple of years and very weak dairy price. And New Plymouth, too, one of the slower growing markets at the moment. Again, double whammy, a lower oil price and lower dairy prices.
Interesting with New Plymouth. I picked this up in the recent weeks when we were there as well, and the West Coast has been like this for some time, where the industries, you know, some of these industries which are sunset industries, if you like, or struggling industries where the investment hasn't taken place, or the, you know, the commodity prices are down, they're really struggling, aren't they?
Yeah, because they've got a couple of things going on. They're dependent on commodity prices, but also their populations in some of these areas are not growing nearly as fast as Auckland, of course. In some places, they're actually falling. The West Coast is one area where they've got, you know, they've got all sorts of drivers there keeping a lid on prices, or in fact, some places driving them down. So it's tough in some of these smaller cities, unkindly called zombie towns. And when commodity prices are going south and populations are flat to falling, that's a tough place to be if you're owning property.
Hey, Carmel Fisher is stepping down as the managing director of Fisher Funds. When did she launch this? This would have been the late 90s, wasn't it?
That's right. Fisher Funds launched in 1998. She's quite a high-profile character in the investment community, obviously very well known. And, of course, the fifth biggest KiwiSaver fund manager in the country, very outwardly focused on investors generally, and has risen the KiwiSaver wave. $6.6 billion in funds under management overall, $3.3 billion in KiwiSaver alone. And it's now 49% owned by TSB Bank, the New Plymouth-based bank, and she has announced in a video on her website that she's going to step down next year if she can find someone to replace herself. That'll be a real challenge for a company that sort of built its entire thing on her face and her reputation as a fund manager. And this is the problem when you have one-person companies, although, of course, she's got many people working with her and she's got a big operation, she's not involved in the day-to-day business like she was. That's an interesting challenge for a company, and we'll see how that goes over the next year or so.
Hey, good on you, Bernie. Always appreciate your time on the program.